It's time for Book It, presented by Rivers Casino and Rivers Sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We don't bet money against each other. We just bet things like the loser has to admit something embarrassing about themselves. And so last week, how did we do, Craig? Did we do okay?
Well, you and Chris did.
What was Doran's record? Did he get?
We had a very dramatic incident in last week's.
What was my record?
Doran went 0 for 4 on the picks of like stat categories. Pony and I went 2 of 4, and here's where it got dicey. Had Chase Claypool had 4 more yards receiving in that game, Doran and I would have been tied at 1 apiece because it would have swung one to him and taken one from me, and we would have both had to share an embarrassing tale.
Instead, it's all yours, Doran. The floor is yours.
Well,
hold on. I have to put this in there. This cannot be, because somebody once pulled this on the air long ago at this station. This cannot be one of those embarrassing stories where it's like you scored 30 points or something or had 400 yards rushing, but you tripped over your own feet and fell out of bounds on the game-winning play and your team lost. Because I had somebody basically say, oh, I had 30 points in a basketball game, but I missed the tying free throw with a second left, and boy, I felt really bad.
Oh, no. This is far worse.
Now you got my attention. I'm turning up my headphones.
Okay, so it's actually not as embarrassing to me than it is to my parents, or was to my parents. Is that okay?
Oh, I got to hear it, and then if it isn't, we'll make you do another one.
So
ones that embarrass your parents are bad.
Yeah, when I was younger, I was about like 6 years old, and I actually have two stories. So when I was younger, around 6 years old, I've always been in the business of like proving people wrong. I've always been like that, and even if it was my parents, so. One time, me and my dad got in an argument. I was like 6 or 7 years old. I started crying. I was like, I'm running away. And he was like, oh, yeah, you're running away? He was like, all right, take your shirt off, take your pants off, take your underwear off, and give them to me. And I was like, well, why? He was like, because I bought you those, and you don't get to take anything with you unless you bought it yourself. If you're going to run away, you're big bad, you're going to run away. You can run away naked.
And
he left the room. He left the room, and he went out on the porch. He always used to watch pirate games on the porch. He went out on the porch, so I was like, you know what? I am going to prove him wrong. I'm going to embarrass him. So I went into my mom's closet, and my mom had this 1970s Afro wig, right?
Okay.
I put on the Afro wig. I put on a pair of her stockings. I'm naked. I took all my clothes off, so I'm naked. I put on a pair of her stockings, and she had these winter boots that she wore for the airlines, these high-heel winter boots. And so my dad's outside, so I put those on. My dad's outside, so in my old house, on our porch, there was a way that you could get up to the porch on the left side, but on the right side, it was closed in by a fence. So I went to the right side. I looked at my dad. I was like, see you later. And in like slow motion, he was sipping a Budweiser and spit the Budweiser out. I ran to like 5 different neighbors' house and rang their doorbell, played Ding Dong Ditch as he was chasing me through the neighborhood. And he obviously caught up to me, and he whooped my butt all the way into the room. That is one story. That is a bad story.
So you're wearing women's stockings and high-heeled winter boots,
all right,
butt naked,
Doran,
while your dad chases you.
I'm going to ask you to save the other one for next week.
I was going to – well, if he
the
needs
other one's
to.
Quick. The other one's quick. I just kind of really want to tell you this. But you want me to save it? I'll save it.
Yeah, save it. Save it for Pittsburgh.
We got to do, because we got to do Book It this week.
Go ahead, Craig.
All right, Doran first, because it's his segment. Then we'll go Pony and Muller after that. Doran, the Steelers will have a double-digit lead at halftime. Will you book it?
Yes, book it. I have a lot of confidence in the Steelers going down to Jacksonville and taking care of business. I don't even know their quarterback's name. I forget, Jake something. They're gonna be all over him. Yes, I like the I like the double digit lead at halftime. Book it.
See, I think it's gonna be one of those things where if the Steelers do win big, they're gonna need the halftime to have like a we need to get our you know what together. What are we doing here? We're so much better than this team. I think that if there is a double digit win, it'll be because the Steelers outscore the Jags in the second half. So I am not going to book that.
Very emotional, fiery segment we just did. It started with Uncle Phil. It ended with an impassioned back and forth about Mike Tomlin. But when you're making these bets, you got to take emotion out of it. This team's 1-10 against the spread on the road as a double-digit favorite under Mike Tomlin. I don't think they're going to lead at the half, so I will not book. Or I don't think they're going to lead by double digits at the half. Not booking that one.
All right, next question. Doran, Ben Roethlisberger will throw for more than 275 yards. Will you book it?
That's a good one. Yes, I'm going to book that too. I like Ben Roethlisberger in this game. And as Pony said, is he paying attention to guys like Chris Sims and critiquing his play? Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. But I think Ben goes out there and throws for over 300 yards, so book it.
Ooh.
Spicy.
This is a really tough one. I think he does too. I don't think it's the prettiest. What did he do against Cincinnati last week? What was the final number?
333.
That's what I thought. Mm. Yeah, I think he gets to 275.
Boy, he's only been above that number three times so far in the first nine games. It's been against the bad pass defenses that they've gone against. The Jags are the absolute dead worst in the NFL. I'll say yes, he goes over 275. He almost has to.
All right, final question. Doran, James Conner will score a touchdown in this game. Will you book it?
I booked it last week, I believe. I did think that he was going to get in on a goal line play at some point. But, you know, hearing the audio of James Conner and a couple segments ago, I don't know if his confidence level is that high. I'm going to say do not book James Conner scoring a touchdown. I think maybe another running back, maybe Benny Snell might score, but not James Conner. Do not book it.
I'll take it. I'll be the sucker that goes for it again this week. Malzy.
Just a gut feeling. Is this gutty? Your version of it? Kind of. You've looked at some number that makes you think so. I've looked at one that makes me think so. PFF, I know they're on everyone's naughty list here in Pittsburgh because of Steve Palazzolo coming on and sort of backing Chris Sims, maybe other things that people don't like. But they had him as one of the top five high-scoring running backs this week, projected-wise. That suggests to me that he is going to get a tutty, even if it's a receiving one. I will, in fact, book it.
All right, Dorn. I guess it's going to come down to the halftime score. And if you lose that one, I don't know how he's going to follow up the running naked through the neighborhood story.
Hold on. There's a problem here. If Doran wins, pretty good chance you and I both, Pony, have to do a story because we went samesies on these.
You guys have to be on the same level as the story I told you. I mean, we're going to make this for real. Come on.
I mean, running naked in your mother's clothing at 6 years old through the neighborhood is pretty damn good.
I'll do my best. I got a week to think about it if I lose. All right, Doran. Pittsburgh game day 10-1 on Sunday. And then a pregame 1-2 tomorrow for senior day, Pitt, Virginia Tech. Thanks, Doran.
Thanks, guys.